Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. This Monday, the 23rd of March, let's have a look at the sports headlines. Herald Sun in Melbourne, AFL, spiritless Bombers playing a rudderless football as Essendon hit a new low in 2026 after losing to Port Adelaide by 63 points on the weekend. The Daily Telegraph in Sydney and the Courier Mail in Brisbane, it's all about cricket. With Australia's hand could be forced as a brutal schedule confirmed for the men starting in August 2026, which includes a top-end test series against Bangladesh, tour of South Africa, one-day international and T20 series against England, three tests against New Zealand, tour of India, and then the 150th anniversary test match against England at the MCG in March 2027. So plenty coming up for the Aussie men's cricket team. In swimming, well, Cameron McAvoy is officially the world's fastest after the Aussie broke the 17-year-old 50-metre freestyle world record at the Chinese Swimming Open over the weekend. He shaved 0.03 seconds off the record set by Brazilian Cesar Cielo, who was also permitted to wear a high-tech swimsuit at the time in 2009. Of course, they've since been banned. Well done to McAvoy, who hails from the Gold Coast. In rugby union, Super Rugby Pacific, Saturday night, Queensland Reds defeated the Fiji team 21-6 to move to fourth place on the ladder. So that was a fantastic result there. And they'll take on the Hurricanes next Saturday in New Zealand. In football, soccer, the round ball game was bad luck for the Matildas in the final of the Women's Asian Cup match on Saturday night in Sydney, losing 1-0 to Japan. And Japan crowned Asian Cup champions. They're now ranked fifth in the world. Aussies, they're number 15 in their world rankings now, but Alana Kennedy from the Matildas was named the MVP of the tournament. In the EPL, well, Nottingham defeated Tottenham 3-0. The bottom of the ladder is more important than the top of the ladder. Tottenham in 17th spot, West Ham 18, Burnley 19, and Wolves 20. Let's see about relegation. In the Men's A-League, on Saturday, Wellington defeated the Roar 2-1. James McGarry was the goal scorer for the Roar. They've now slipped to 10th. And they'll take on Sydney FC at Suncor on Thursday, the 2nd of April. In women last Friday, the Brawl defeated Newcastle 4-2. Daisy Brown was the best for Brisbane. Well done. Now 6th. And they'll take on Perth next Friday night at home in their match clash. In the Football Queensland Premier League one, Sunshine Coast Wanderers defeated Robina 2-1, and Caboolture Sports and Logan, they had a 2-2 draw. Jack Waldick, both goals for Caboolture. That was a double header with the women, and the Caboolture team, they defeated Palm Beach 4-1. Well done. In basketball, Queensland State League, Division 1, it was round 3 on the weekend, and yesterday, Moreton Bay men defeated Toowoomba 101-67 with Isaiah Rahia, 28 points. Top of the table, 3 from 3. The women, they also had a good win over Toowoomba, 70-65, with Loretta Saloon also scoring 28 points. They're 7th on the ladder. Short break, listeners, and we'll be back with more here on Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM. Listeners, welcome back to our Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. And in the AFL on Friday night, the Gold Coast, 128, defeated Richmond 60. Ben King just only managed 7 goals for the Gold Coast team. That's their third consecutive win of the season. The Lions, they had a bye. Round 3, St Kilda will take on the Lions on Saturday in Melbourne, and the Suns, they have the bye. In Super Netball, Round 2, the local derby, Sunshine Coast Lightning defeated the Queensland Firebirds by 1 point, 63-62 on Saturday night, and a game that went down to the final seconds. Sunshine Coast, they'll take on the New South Wales Swifts, and the Firebirds, they'll take on Adelaide in their next round match. Caboolture Netball, well, the Monday night ladies, the A1, just for fun, on top of the ladder with the Jet Titanium in second spot. In cricket, well, Queensland finished 3rd on the Sheffield Shield table ladder after losing their last game to Tassie. Victoria will now take on South Australia in the final, which starts on the 26th of March. But it was good luck for the Queensland team in the Women's National Cricket League. The final on Saturday, they defeated New South Wales by 7 runs in a rain-reduced match. Player of the match was Queensland's Grace Harris. She scored 111 off 94, and a great win there. And Georgia Redmayne also scored 105 for Queensland. In the International Women's T20 three-match series between Australia and the West Indies women, Australia lead the series 2-0. Game 3 tomorrow. And in the Sunshine Coast cricket, in the men's first grade grand final, it's a two-dayer which started on Saturday. Maroochydore 3 for 106 against Gympie. And Caboolture Cricket Club, they had their presentation night recently, and congratulations to all teams and players, especially the wicketkeeper of the year, Hayden Pitt from the under-14A. Junior volunteer of the year was Levi Diedrichs, under-16As, and their junior cricketer of the year was Ari Jenkinson in the under-12A. Well done to all of those involved. In rugby league, good weekend for the Queensland teams, with the Broncos scoring their first win of the season, defeating Melbourne Storm 18-14 in Melbourne. After they trailed 14-0, Jordan Rickey best for the Broncos with two tries. The Dolphins, they hammered the Sharks 38-10 at Shark Park, scoring three tries in the final 6 minutes with a double for Jake Alvarillo. And yesterday, the Cowboys opened their account, defeating the Titans 30-16 in Townsville. Murray Talangi, a double for the Cowboys. Jaden Campbell, a double for the Titans. Big game next Friday, though. Broncos will take on the Dolphins at Suncorp. In the Queensland Cup, the Dolphins, they defeated Wynnum Manly 36-16 yesterday with Trey Fuller, two tries. The Falcons, they had a bye. And in the Melbourne Inga Cup, Falcons and Dolphins both lost their round six games yesterday. Don't forget, next weekend, Sunshine Coast Gympie Rugby League round one commences. And in the World Athletics Indoor Championships in Poland, well done to the Aussie medal winners. We had five medals won, with Adam Spencer, Jessica Hull got two, Curtis Marshall won, and Nicola Slagas silver in the women's high jump. So well done to all of those. And just finally, listeners, well done to all those who attended the 35th year of the Noosa Festival of Surfing, which concluded yesterday. But what did the biggest crowds of the weekend watch? They watched the annual dog surfing event. Just check out the pictures of the dog and pooches on surfboards at Noosa Heads. Fantastic. Have a great week, listeners. Look forward to your company again next Monday. Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM.